When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. The Surrency Haunting, a fiery dominion. The darkness gathers, and with it, the whispers. I'm Raven Vale, and this is Whispers from the Dark. Tonight, we journey back in time to a period of rebuilding and quiet resilience in post-Civil War America. We are heading to the Deep South, to the remote agricultural lands of Appling County, Georgia, in the early 1870s. Here, amidst the rhythms of farming and the simple comforts of rural life, a terrifying and widely witnessed series of events would consume a respectable family, turning their sanctuary into a theater of inexplicable chaos, fiery destruction, and chilling supernatural violence. This is the harrowing, documented account of the Surrency Haunting. Our story begins with the Surrency family, James and Elizabeth, and their numerous children, including their young daughter, Mary. They were a diligent, pious, and well-regarded farming family, living in a modest, traditional home, a wooden structure that stood amidst their fields. Their life was one of hard work and community ties, their days structured by the demands of the land. They were utterly unprepared for the unseen terror that would systematically invade their home, challenging their faith, sanity, and very existence. The haunting began subtly in 1871. It started with the inexplicable movement of small objects, a plate sliding across a table, a utensil falling from a hook with no apparent cause. Then came the strange noises, unexplained rapping sounds emanating from walls, soft scratches, and phantom footsteps echoing from empty rooms. The family, initially perplexed, tried to find rational explanations. Mice in the walls, drafts, or even mischievous children. But the activity persisted, growing bolder and more frequent, mocking their attempts at logic. By 1872, the disturbances escalated dramatically, transforming into a terrifying onslaught of physical, often destructive, phenomena. The most frightening manifestation was the repeated occurrence of spontaneous fires. Without warning, flames would inexplicably erupt in various parts of the house. A chair might suddenly ignite, a curtain would burst into flames, or a patch of bedding would spontaneously combust. The family lived in a state of constant terror, frantically rushing to extinguish these sudden blazes, often using buckets of water or beating the flames with whatever they could find. What made these fires truly inexplicable was the complete absence of any accelerants, any logical spark, or any sign of human ignition. There were no discarded matches, no faulty lamps, no embers from the hearth. The fires simply began, as if willed into existence by an unseen, malevolent intelligence. Over a span of just a few weeks, the family's home caught fire numerous times, forcing them to live in a perpetual state of vigilance, their sleep stolen by fear. The physical violence of the poltergeist activity was equally terrifying. Heavy furniture was violently thrown across rooms, smashing against walls or tumbling over with destructive force. Chairs would slide across the floor, tables would flip, and crockery would crash to the ground from shelves, seemingly hurled by invisible hands. These acts of destruction were not random. They seemed driven by a profound, intelligent malice, intent on terrifying the family and destroying their home. But the most astonishing and horrifying manifestations involved the family members themselves, particularly the younger children, with young Mary often being the primary target. Family members reportedly witnessed children, and even adults, being levitated or thrown about by unseen forces. Mary would be lifted from her bed, suspended in midair, her screams echoing through the house, before being violently dropped back down or tossed across the room. Witnesses described seeing her body contort as if being pinched, slapped, or her hair pulled by invisible hands, leaving visible welts and marks on her skin. The physical assaults were undeniable, their source utterly incomprehensible. The escalating and undeniable nature of the haunting drew the attention of the wider community. Neighbors, initially skeptical, came to the Serenci home out of curiosity or concern. Many of them became first-hand witnesses to the inexplicable chaos. They saw fires erupt, felt cold spots, observed furniture being thrown, and even witnessed children being tossed or levitated. Their corroborating testimonies lent immense credibility to the Sorensi's harrowing claims, making it impossible to dismiss as mere hallucination or fabrication. As the story spread beyond the immediate vicinity, it caught the attention of the regional press. Journalists from prominent newspapers, including the Savannah Morning News and the Augusta Chronicle, traveled to the remote Serenci farm to investigate. They stayed in the home, determined to expose a hoax or find a rational explanation. Instead, many of them left utterly bewildered, having personally witnessed the inexplicable. Reporters wrote detailed accounts of objects moving on their own, of strange rapping noises, and of the pervasive sense of dread. Their published reports brought the Serenci haunting into national discourse, further solidifying its reputation as a genuine, terrifying, supernatural event. Desperate for relief, the Serencis also sought help from various members of the clergy. Ministers from Methodist, Baptist, and other denominations visited the home, offering prayers, blessings, and attempts to banish the malevolent entity. They, too, became witnesses to the inexplicable phenomena. Their prayers seemed to offer only temporary reprieves, or at times, to only further enrage the unseen force. The entity would often mock their efforts, responding to prayers with increased violence or unsettling noises. The precise nature of the entity remained a subject of intense debate among the witnesses and clergy. While some believed it to be a powerful, malicious poltergeist, the extreme violence, the intelligent malice, and the specific intent to harm and destroy led many to conclude it was something far more sinister, a demonic presence, or a truly evil spirit. The sheer force required to throw heavy furniture, to start fires repeatedly, and to levitate people suggested a power far beyond that of a mere lingering spirit. The ongoing siege took an immense psychological and financial toll on the Serenci family. They were exhausted, terrified, and increasingly isolated by the unique horror that plagued them. The constant need to extinguish fires, the destruction of their belongings, and the relentless attacks left them utterly broken. They eventually packed their belongings and attempted to move some furniture out of the house, only for the entity to reportedly throw the items back inside, or even move them around the yard, demonstrating its possessive nature and its refusal to be easily banished. The Serenci haunting eventually subsided, the exact circumstances of its cessation remaining somewhat unclear. Some accounts suggest the family finally abandoned the home, while others indicate the activity gradually diminished after extensive prayers and a period of prolonged suffering. Regardless of its ending, the Serenci case remains one of the most compelling and terrifying documented accounts of a historical haunting, standing out due to the sheer volume and credibility of its eyewitnesses. What truly plagued the Sarency family in their remote Georgia home, dear listeners? Was it a powerful poltergeist, fueled by unseen energies or psychological turmoil? Or was it, as many believed, a deeply malevolent, demonic entity that chose their humble dwelling as its domain, wielding fire and defying gravity to terrorize and destroy? The pervasive nature of the attacks, the intentional destruction, and the sheer number of credible witnesses to such extreme phenomena force us to confront the chilling possibility that some evils are not content to merely whisper in the dark, but actively, brutally, seek to burn down our very homes and torment our very souls. Until next time, when the whispers grow louder, good night.